Oh man, I am so excited about that concert. So this is the first concert of the festival, and I wanted to herald it in. And there's no better way to herald in an exciting 10 days of music than with three trumpets, a full orchestra, full choir, and timpani. So these are two works that are truly magnificat, magnificent in their expressiveness and timbres and grandness. It's the biggest group of people you'll see working together at once during the June festival. And many of the pieces or movements will be ones that you know. And the entire thing will be done on period instruments. So even if you've heard these works before, you probably haven't heard them on period instruments, which is going to make again for a different sound. But I can't wait. I can feel already the sense of explosion that that first chord is going to bring. It's going to be amazing.
Ways that you experience music, Emily, during your Portland Bach experience is through, I guess you could say, more of the traditional concert-going experience. And one of the ones that popped out to me was A Journey Through Baroque Europe. It's coming up on Friday, June 15th. It features James Kennerly, who is the new Portland Municipal Organist, and really, I think, a very energetic and exciting and someone with a sense of fun and really good energy, and he'll be playing the harpsichord.
That concert also features the Diderot String Quartet, which is based in Brooklyn, and they've been playing with James for years. And so I was talking to James about doing a program. They've been helping me and working with me from the get-go on this project, and it was just a natural collaboration. So they will have already performed that program in New York City and Washington, D.C., and I'm really excited that we're going to get to bring it here as well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And what about the Four Seasons? That's one of those iconic pieces of music that even if you're listening right now and you're going, Robin and Emily, I really don't know that much about classical music. Vivaldi's Four Seasons. But what is different about this?
So there's a number of things different about this. Well, one, I think just the opportunity to hear some of this great music like Vivaldi Four Seasons live, it is a totally different experience hearing it live.
Live is always different.
Yeah. And this is at St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Falmouth that seats about 220. So it's an intimate experience. You see them sweat. You feel them breathe. It's a really and Diderot is a really dynamic group. So just that in and of itself is worth coming. But what makes this additionally interesting is Diderot is a string quartet, which we tend to think of as an 18th century creation, but they play on period instruments, and period instruments really have a different sound than modern instruments. Modern instruments use steel strings and fabricated bows, synthetic bows, and period instruments use gut strings made from sheep guts and hair bows, and the sound really is quite different in terms of the I won't get to all technical, but sort of the decay of the sound. This quartet is, I mean, they're at the very top of the whole nation's game in period instrument playing, playing with the best organizations across the country. You often hear the Four Seasons as being done by a full orchestra.
That's what I was going to. The string quartet and a harpsichord is going to add a really different dimension.
Yeah, and there's two more players on that program. So Sarah Stone is a second cellist, and the other piece on that program is Vivaldi's double cello concerto, which is also a really stunning piece. And then Sarah Darling from a Far Cry Orchestra and Gut Reaction in Boston. So it's not the quartet. It's a little bit bigger, but it's not a full orchestra. And I think that hearing that virtuosic, expressive music in this smaller group with a smaller setting, I mean, I get goosebumps just thinking about it, and I am really excited to share it with everyone.